in Ontario. So it's getting real close to us. We're going to gear up for a contact with the International Space Station.
November Alpha Wind Sierra Sierra. November Alpha Wind Sierra Sierra. Here is Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha from the Summit Bechtel. Drought Reserve in West Virginia. Over, over. November Alpha Wind Sierra Sierra. This is Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha. Good morning, Major Palmitano. Greetings from West Virginia. We just barely heard the first transmission you made as you're only 4 degrees above the horizon to us. So good morning, Major Palmitano. Over, over. November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Here is Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha. Over. Good morning, we have good copy. It's very nice to hear you, Major Palmitano. Here we are with the first question, over.
Hi, I'm Keenan Baird from Mesa, Arizona. Were you in scouting as a youth or as an adult leader?
Hi, actually, I was not. I wasn't involved with scouts. I had other activities, but scouts as a kid was not one of those, unfortunately.
Hi. I'm Hayden, and I'm from Conway, Arkansas. In scouting, we practice leave no trace, meaning that we leave campsites as we found them. How do you practice leave no trace in space?
Hi, we do it in two ways. The first one is that the space station is like our common home. So every time we leave the space station for a new astronaut to arrive, we leave everything the way we found it. So we clean up and we make sure that we don't leave any of our personal traces. The other way,
I'm Kyle Jones from Forest Grove, Oregon. I'm working on the robotic smart badge and would like to know how robots are being used on the space station. Over.
Hi, we use robotics all the time. As a matter of fact, last week when I was outside doing my spacewalk, Karen Nyberg, astronaut Karen Nyberg, she was maneuvering a robotic arm to move me from one.
Hi, I'm Lucas Cardenas from Westlake, Texas. Have you ever put up a satellite in space?
Hi, I'm Will from Redding, Connecticut. How do you communicate with your family while you're aboard the space station?
Hi, we have three ways to communicate with the family. The first one is actually through the internet. We have a program called IP Phone where I can connect to a phone on the ground and then from there I can call anybody in the world. The second way is via email. We have an email service. And the third way is once a week, we have a video phone call, video conference, so that I can see my kids and my wife. Over.
Hi, I'm William Michael from Pennsylvania, and I wonder what food do you miss on Earth?
We have a wide selection of food here on the space station, both American, international. I have Italian food, but there isn't really a lot I miss. But one thing that I really like is Italian espresso, and you cannot make that on the station, so that's one thing that I miss a little bit. Over.
I'm Andrew Brazo, I'm from New York. How would you suggest that scouting promote interest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics? Over.
That is a great question. I think the best way to do it is by example. Show everybody, show kids your own age, show other students that science, technology, engineering, and math are very cool things. They increase your knowledge of the world, and they will open a way for you to grow and be successful in your life. Over.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hyatt from Denver, Connecticut. What subject should I study to become an astronaut? Over.
It is also a great question. Apart from those that I mentioned in the previous answer, I suggest that you study what you really like, because there isn't really a field or a qualification that makes you an astronaut in the future. But what really matters is to be good at what you do. So pick something you like, love it, and be really good at it. Over.
I'm Gavin Coyle from Idaho. Do stars' size and color look different when you see them in space? Over.
Color looks different because
Hi, I'm Tyler Pincus. I'm from Oro Valley, Arizona. How many other planets have you seen from the space station?
Hello. Well, we are only 400 kilometers away, so we see the same planets that you would see from the surface. Over.
Hi, I'm Keenan Baird from Arizona. What was the most difficult task during this mission? Over.
NO1SS, Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha. Over.
This is Hayden again. Can you see meteor showers from the ISS?
Yes. If you were in a time where we had a meteor shower, we would see it. The only difference is that we see below us instead of above. Over.
I'm Kyle Jones. Do you ever have a good night's sleep on the space station? And do you dream the same you were as you do on Earth? Over.
Yeah, we sleep the same way.
I'm Lucas Cardenas. What would you like to do most after you come back to the Earth?
I'm Will Ryland. What would you like to do in space in the future?
November Alpha Wing Sierra Sierra. This is Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha. Greetings, saying 73. We're grateful for the contact, and thanks for joining us at Summit Bechtel Scout Reserve in West Virginia. Over, over.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station K2BSA has communicated with astronaut Luca Parmitano, KF5, KDP, aboard the ISS, talking with scouts at the National Scout Jamboree at the Summit Bechtel Scout Reserve in West Virginia. Thank you to all our participants. Now for K2BSA and the radio amateur satellite community, we send our greetings in amateur radio terms, 73, which means best wishes. Thank you.